Hyphens are often used to create what are called compound modifiers. Two or more words that work together as a single unit to modify another word, often a noun. That's hyphenation 101, the most basic piece of information about the subject, and we've discussed it here a lot before. But there's an element of hyphenating compound modifiers that doesn't get discussed as much, perhaps because people feel they have a lot less useful stuff to say on the matter. It is. What happens when the compound modifier comes not before, but after the word it modifies? That is, a powder-coated finish becomes a finish that is powder-coated. A nutrient-rich soil becomes a soil that is nutrient-rich. A well-received speech becomes a speech that was well-received, and so on. And here's the thing. Though these should be no more difficult, they are more difficult. Editing styles have some special rules for these, and they also leave some very glaring omissions in the rules. For example, the Associated Press style book says that compound adjectives after a noun should only be hyphenated when they follow a form of the verb be, like is, was, or are. The soil is nutrient-rich. The speech was well-received. The finish is powder-coated. Those, according to that basic rule, should be hyphenated. But what about other linking verbs like seems, appears, and becomes? Words that in meaning and in structure are very similar to the verb be. The speech seemed well-received. The finish appears powder-coated. The soil became nutrient-rich. Well, AP doesn't address these at all. So by this omission, we can guess that AP would have you leave them all unhyphenated. But to me, this seems like an oversight. I have a feeling that they didn't mean to specify that you should not hyphenate the finish appears powder-coated. When I asked some fellow editors about this, most said they would play these by ear. And that's what I do, too. Another omission in AP is that the only examples for compound modifiers that they give are of compound adjectives. But compound modifiers can be adverbs, too. A jaw-droppingly beautiful beach is an example. Here, jaw and droppingly modify the adjective beautiful. That makes them an adverb. Now, because AP's rule says to hyphenate compound modifiers that come before the word they modify, a jaw-droppingly gorgeous beach isn't a problem. You can go ahead and hyphenate it. And it's rare that a compound adverb comes after an adjective it's modifying. You'd never say it's gorgeous jaw-droppingly. So this issue rarely comes up. But an issue that does come up is compound adverbs after a verb. She works full-time. They serve family style. Donate tax-free. Indulge guilt-free. They walked hand in hand. In all these examples, a compound adverb comes after a verb it's modifying. And no one, including AP, will tell you straight out whether these should be hyphenated. Even when AP is giving examples of how to use full-time and part-time, they gloss over the adverbial uses. One example in the style guide is, she works full-time without a hyphen, but nowhere in the guide do they explain this example or offer any guidelines. All you can do is make your best guess. And when I asked a group of editor friends for theirs, they were divided on whether to hyphenate most of these. Now, the Chicago Manual of Style says that after a noun, most compound adjectives are not hyphenated. So whereas in AP you would hyphenate, the man is French-speaking, in Chicago you usually would not. But when it comes to a compound adverb after a verb, Chicago is no more helpful than AP. They simply don't give any clear instructions. So here, I guess, is the lesson. When you're unsure whether to hyphenate an adjective or especially an adverb that comes after the word it modifies, don't blame yourself. The truth is, no one seems to know when and whether to hyphenate these. Just use your best judgment, and know that that's as good as anyone else's.